Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The Play Mornings with Stefan John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It's March 8th, 2024.
And?
Happy Women's Day.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I didn't even prep you on that. Good job.
Thank you. I know my days.
Well, it is International Women's Day, which is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women, and also marks a call to action for accelerating women's equality. It's been celebrated since, well, you should guess. Do you know when?
Okay. Men have been historically terrible. Let's say, unfortunately, 1990.
Apparently, we've been celebrating International Women's Day since 1911.
Oh, really?
I know.
Good.
Women have been great for far longer, but I love that there's been a day for over 100 years for us.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Happy International Women's Day. Turbulence on planes, never anybody's favorite thing to happen.
It's the worst thing to happen in travel.
Yeah, I mean, other than falling out of the sky.
Okay, that's true. It's the worst non-life-threatening thing to happen during travel.
It's like, I can think of a few worse things.
You ever seen Lost, John?
Anyway, a traveler asked a flight attendant, like, how do they handle turbulence and make it so, like, they're not getting hurt during it? And the flight attendant said, you make your body jelly.
How so?
So, like, when the bumps are happening and everything, you just, like, relax your muscles completely and just let your body go with the bumps instead of, like, trying to hold on to the seat and stay in your seat and hold on to everything so that it's not bouncing everywhere and rolling down the aisle.
Okay.
And she said it makes a huge difference. It makes it go faster and you're much more relaxed and just kind of easygoing about it.
I would have thought you would have been a lot less relaxed because the plane's taking your body.
Yeah, but it's not taking it in a, your teeth are clenched and you're trying not to pull a muscle while you stay still, you know?
Okay, yeah, no, that does make sense.
All right, so I have an idea.
All right, hit it.
As we've been waiting for the snow to melt, there's been quite a few roads that feel like you're on a turbulent plane when you're driving on them.
Yeah, no, without a doubt.
Okay, so I don't recommend this when you're the driver, but as the passenger, I'm often like, oh my goodness. And my husband is like, this is not my fault. Please don't complain about the road being bad. And I think I'm going to try making myself jelly today.
Okay.
I'm just gonna flop all over the place in the passenger seat. I have no muscles. Let's see what happens.
And don't tell your husband before you do this. Don't. Just let him be like, Steph.
A new index has come out about heart emojis.
Heart emojis.
Yeah. So, like, you know how there's so many different colors of hearts?
I do. Yeah. You got a blue, you got a purple, you got a red.
A yellow, a green, brown even. Well, they have, like, a definition for each one. So, whatever situation you need to use the right colored heart for.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And if I'm being honest, like, I just always use the purple heart because I think red is a little bit too romantic for friends when I'm just saying, perfect, see you there, purple heart.
Yeah.
But apparently, with my purple heart, I've been saying, a heart in purple symbolizes love, spirituality, and luxury.
That's weird. This is weird. who came up with these? Can I take a guess at one real quick?
Sure.
Is yellow? Yellow is the friendliest one.
It does express joy, happiness, and friendship. You're right.
Okay.
Maybe I should switch my purple heart to yellow in case they, too, have seen these outlandish definitions.
No, but yellow, the yellow is the ugliest heart. That's why I'm like, it's the most friendly heart because it's like, I don't want to send a red heart to my friend.
Yeah, really lame. Orange represents warmth, friendship, and care. So if you thought that orange was maybe a little bit more appealing, it also represents friendship. What's your favorite heart to send?
I always send the blue heart just because I'm a Dodgers fan. That's literally it.
Well, if you didn't know, you were actually sending loyalty, trust, and tranquility.
That's exactly what I exude.
I'm just going to say it. TikTok ruins everything.
TikTok does ruin everything. Please tell me what it ruined this time.
Okay, I think that people really want to go viral, so they find these loopholes that are really great for people who are in the know about them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I've found the answer to getting the most followers on TikTok. I'm going to tell everybody about it.
I'm very excited for what you're about to reveal to me.
A few years ago, somebody said, you can have your carry-on bag as well as your purse, and then you should pack everything into a pillowcase and pretend like it's your pillow, but it's actually just more of your stuff.
On a plane.
And she went viral and people started doing it. And then somebody else made a viral video that was like, just bring a bum bag or a fanny pack, cross body bag, and they don't count that as your purse or your carry-on. You can bring more stuff in it.
How many people are bringing stuff on the plane?
Everybody does that.
No, but how many things, like, are you needing for this plane ride?
Well, maybe they're trying to cut out their under the plane luggage and just bring only what they have on their person, what they're allowed to not pay extra.
That's fair.
So that's their loophole.
Yeah.
But now,
I'm assuming, can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Did these airlines get a hold of these videos?
Oh, yeah. Airlines are cracking down completely. Company-wide emails went out. You have to make sure that those crossbody bags are either shoved into somebody's carry-on or they count as one of their bags that they're allowed to bring. And now, apparently, people who insist that they need to have all of this stuff with them on their person have started wearing fishing vests on planes.
Fishing vests?
With all the pockets.
What is going on?
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Airplanes are just, they're a death trap, it seems, recently.
It does feel like they are doing a lot of scary things in the air.
More and more. We spoke about turbulence and have to do the jelly thing.
Yeah, turn yourself into jelly and you won't feel it so bad.
Yeah. A while ago, we spoke about an airplane completely just losing its door.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and surprisingly, no people fell out and everybody lived, but that was terrifying.
Well, today, we have a tire fell off a United Airlines Boeing jet. That's not all. It crashed into a car.
Okay, first off, Boeing is always the culprit here, it seems.
I think they're just too big. I think that's the problem.
They're not screwing on their bolts correctly. But also, did the person live?
The person lived. It cracked their entire back windshield, like, obviously.
Oh, my goodness.
And how many times does this happen and we just don't hear about it because it doesn't crash into somebody's car?
Yeah, what if, like, wheels are just falling in the ocean, taking out sharks all the time? For the past 2 weeks, we have been asking you to nominate the wonderful woman in your life for our contest for International Women's Day. We've teamed up with IUOE Local 955 to gift one lucky lady her choice of either $500 to put towards work gear or $500 towards a spa day. And since it's International Women's Day right now, I guess it's time we chose a winner, right?
I think so. So, are you ready, Steph?
Yeah. Drum roll. Ready. Who is it?
The lucky winner of the $500 to whatever she wants, whether it's work gear or spa, is one Janine Peddle.
Janine Peddle, congratulations. Tell us about her. Why is she so great?
All right. Well, Cheryl Gesso would like to nominate Janine Peddle for the International Women's Day contest. Janine is an awesome woman. She is a mother, wife, auntie, role model, and a boss lady. She works a full-time job in management, and you will see her checking on everyone and helping everybody out. She shuttles her two children to their sports activities and events. She has a wonderful husband who supports and encourages her. There are just not enough words to describe just how fabulous and deserving Janine is.
Well, awesome. Congrats, Janine, and a huge thanks to IUOE Local 955 for partnering with us. $500 to spend it, your choice, on workwear or on a spa day. Happy International Women's Day, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. How often do you wash your shower towels?
About every 4 days, I would say.
And how often do you shower?
Every single day.
Okay, so you'll use it for 4 days, get a new one.
Yeah.
Okay, I just washed mine, and I think I've waited a little too long after that answer.
Uh-huh.
I washed mine after 3 weeks.
Whoa,
now,
okay.
Okay, but I have a shower every day. Let me walk you through why I think 3 weeks is the right amount of time.
Okay.
It's not like I'm coming out of the shower dirty.
This is true.
Right? So it's like, as long as the towel dries, I hang dry it, I don't see a problem with it.
I mean, I'm not judging you per se.
That tone leads me to believe otherwise.
But why wash it after 3 weeks if you don't think it's dirty?
Do you want to know the actual answer?
Because it started to smell?
Because I dropped it in the shower. And it was taking way too long for it to dry. I don't keep my towel on a shower rack beside the shower. I keep it hanging on top of like the shower curtain.
It's pre-steaming it, okay.
Yeah, because I have the tendency to not shower properly and I get soap all up in my eyes. So rather than having to close my eyes and look for that towel, it's right there when I need it.
John, you are killing me. You get soap in your eyes as
without
an adult?
Every single time, without fail.
Have you considered showering with your eyes shut instead
of
having
shut.
To dry off
they're,
with your
they're
eyes
always shut?
Shut,
and then I open them after I wash everything off, and I somehow didn't get my face properly to get the soap all off my face.
This is another problem. Forget asking advice about your shower towel washing habits and ask advice on how to keep the soap out of your eyes. Let's buy you some like Skin So Soft children's shampoo, please.
I think we've established now that I'm trying to be frugal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm addicted to the Facebook Marketplace. I check it maybe once an hour.
Really?
Just to see what's new, what could be popping on there.
So a bike is on your list. Do you have other things on the list of what you're trying to get?
A car would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
A car would
car
be
would
nice.
Car would be better than a bike?
A little bit. Maybe that might be at the top of my list. Bike is right below car, and I mean right below.
Okay.
And they've actually rolled out a new feature, or a feature that I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Recently Sold.
Oh, I have seen this.
What is the point? And it's always great stuff. It's always stuff that's like $1,000 for this car that's literally perfect. I read the description and then I see what category it's under. It's under recently sold. Why?
Yeah, it makes zero sense. Like, I'm not looking here for price matching Facebook.
No.
I'm trying to buy something myself. If it's recently sold, it's no longer for sale.
Exactly. So, and it should be a lot more clear that it's recently sold. Like, slap a blue Facebook logo over it that says sold.
Yeah, do something that really like differentiates, because it does just look like it's like miscellaneous, household,
it
gardening,
is.
Recently sold.
And I can get I can give Facebook a pass on the items from further away that are somehow always way further away. But this sold thing is it was my wit's end over on Facebook.
It's their own practical joke for sure.
Are you like me and super self-conscious about what other people think of you, like all the time?
You know the answer is yes to that.
Okay, well then let's make it a little worse for the both of us.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Ready for this? You're
going
to give me a bigger
be.
Complex?
Yeah, I think you and I are going to be both very, very, very self-conscious about ourselves after this.
Excellent. Go ahead.
A Reddit post blew up last night about just, hey, what do people do that you silently hate them for?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a few that I think I chose some that maybe we don't do, so it puts a little ease on us.
That was smart. Thank you for doing that, John.
Of course. The number one answer I saw was not putting your shopping cart back after grocery shopping.
Oh, I always put my shopping cart back.
I've gone grocery shopping where I needed the cart like four times, maybe. But I
four times in your whole entire life.
But I've put the cart back. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, definitely.
I once had somebody leave their cart behind my car, and I wanted to scream.
So you're saying you also hate that about other people?
Absolutely.
You're loudly judging them for it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The other one that was a very, very popular answer that I don't know if I agree with, or it's not washing your hands in a public washroom.
Are you kidding me? What do you mean you don't agree with that?
I agree with you're allowed to be angry or disgusted by somebody if you're also in the washroom with them. However, to play devil's advocate, if nobody else is in there, it's completely up to you and what you did in there.
I don't agree. The amount of things you touch to get in there, even if you are just looking at yourself in the mirror, you need to wash your hands after you do it.
You think so?
Yeah. The door handles. Think about all the other people who did do something in there and thought, I don't need to wash my hands. And then you have to touch the door handle on your way out.
You just ruined not washing my hands for me.
I'm sorry. I would like to apologize. Actually, I'm not going to.
It's such Absolutely a time not. Saver.
I'm crawling right now with grossness. I'm judging you.
Give me a high five.
No.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay. Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.